Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkari, a bartender and the OSRA main proprietor of the Tenkari's Tavern blog. Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, Instagram, YouTube.com/ Eric Tenkar, E-R-I-K-T-E-N-K-A-R. That is for the YouTube live stream every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, myself and Bad Mike. Every second and fourth Friday, myself and Joe the Lawyer. Subscribe. I ask this of you. It helps. Believe me, it helps. It helps the podcast. The podcast and the YouTube streams are intricately intertwined. So, what are we talking about today? Well, tomorrow night, Mike and I have a whole year to wrap up, but man, you know, which is the coast has been kind of quiet. What the fuck? But I go back to the TSR era, and you know, the other day I talked about a worthless spell, magic weapon, right? I mean, the magic arrows. And I was like, this is kind of useless. Well, here's another one. Now, this is one you probably, as a player in AD&D 1E, only got as a scroll. I mean, yes, did I have an 18th level wizard? Of course I fucking did. Did he legitimately get there? Of course he fucking didn't, okay? This is in my teenage years where for a while it was one session, one level. And you had your PCs that you ran with yourself as a... I'm a DM. I run one of my PCs as the players run two of their PCs each. But a lot of times you had a small group. No. But here's the spell that I don't think you would ever willingly choose. Not when you'd have... Oh, I don't know. What are the other choices here? Delayed Blast Fireball. Charm Plant. I don't know why anybody would fucking take Charm Plants. Dual Dimension. Mass Invisibility. Morning Cannon Sword. I'm going to tell you the spell that you would not take. And then I'll give you my arguments against it. But here. Limited Wish. Explanation. Description. A Limited Wish is a very potent but difficult spell. Okay. Very potent. However, there's a caveat to that. It will fulfill literally, but only partially, or for a limited duration, the utterance of the spellcaster. So now, it's a highly powerful spell that will only partially fulfill your wishes. Or for a limited duration. I wish so-and-so was alive. All right, well, yeah, you're going to get a... he'll be alive for 7 hours. Good luck with that shit, dude. Thus, the actuality of the past, present, or future might be altered, but possibly only for the magic user, unless the wording of the limited wishes most carefully stated in some limited manner. See, now, I'll get there in a second. The use of a limited wish spell will not substantially change major realities, nor will it bring wealth or experience merely for the asking. This spell can, for example, restore some hit points or all hit points for a limited duration lost by the magic user. Now, mind you, a cleric gets heal, what, level 6, as a 6th level spell, right? And they get raised dead at level as a 5th level spell and resurrection as a 7th level spell. But as a magic user, you can't even restore all hit points to the fucking magic user. Your magic user has D4 hit dice, right? So, let's say you're a 14th level magic user. You'll have 11 hit dice. 2.5 hit points per level, 25, 28, plus one. You've got just over 30 hit points. You can't even heal 30 hit points with a limited wish. But I digress. You cannot, the spell can, for example, restore some hit points or all hit points for a limited duration lost by the magic user. Doesn't even say he can restore hit points to other characters. Figure that shit out. All right. It can reduce opponent hit probabilities or damage. It can increase duration of some material effect. It can cause a creature to be favorably disposed to the spellcaster. So can a fucking charm monster spell. And so on. The limited witch can possibly give a minor clue to some treasure or magic item. Greedy desires would usually end in disaster for the wisher. Casting time is the action number of seconds. That's 6 per segment. To phrase the limited wish. Why the fuck would anybody choose that? First off, a wish spell, if not written by a lawyer, and God bless you, Matt Finch and a few others in the community. Why the fuck would you cast a limited one? I'd like to heal half my hit points. Can I get back, 20-ish, maybe? I mean, sure, there are places where it can help. It doesn't even say you can use a wish spell to create the effects of any spell less than that, like any 6th level spell. If it said that, a wish spell can be used to recreate the effects of any level spell, a level 6th or lower, you know what? Then it's a worthwhile spell. As written, when you know your DM is told to fuck you with this spell in no uncertain terms, and you can't even do much with it, it's a waste of a fucking spell slot. And it's dangerous. More dangerous to the caster than it is for anybody else. But, hey. I know people that will definitely try it. And if it's in a scroll, you're going to try to fuck with it, right? And it's the whole thing with the XP. You cannot gain XP from it. Okay, can I get, like, half a strength point? Apparently you can't do that either. I don't know. Seems to be pretty ineffective, and if I might recall correctly, it ages you. I could be wrong. That's in a DMG. I don't have the DMG next to me. Folks, we are wrapping up 2020. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, that is 12:30 2020. Bad Mike and myself will be doing Talking Crit. We will wrap up 2020, give you maybe some predictions for 2021. We will definitely be talking out of our ass, but that's the fun part, right? If you listen live, you'll be in the you participate in the chat, you'll have a chance to get gifted for OSR Christmas. But listen, we love the feedback. It really makes the show what it is. And if you can't listen live, you can hear it right on the podcast because it'll be up later tomorrow night anyway. So nobody loses out. Folks, we are in the midst of the world of the pandemic. All right? I am talking to you as a survivor. 2020 has been rough for a lot of people, and I know we've had a number of people in the community that have been struck by COVID. I was not struck by COVID. I had the respiratory infection that turned into pneumonia and a hospitalization, and that in turn led to congestive heart failure, and then later on a third hospitalization for totally occluded left carotid, which means totally blocked. My left carotid ain't working, man. It ain't working. And yet, I'm looking at this year as a net positive. Why? Because the congestive heart failure could have been straight up heart failure. It actually saved my life having congestive heart failure. We've addressed the issues, and lo and behold, God willing, and knock on wood, I should have a number of years ahead of me. The occluded carotid, yes, thank you, right, for the echoing of the knock on wood. The occluded carotid, you know what? Like the congestive heart failure. I had the damage to the heart for years. I had the occluded artery for years, thanks to Hodgkin's, 9/11 related, but thanks to Hodgkin's. And not toxicity for the cancer, but because of the treatment of it. I can't stress this enough. Again, we're in a world of COVID. I understand that. Folks, only you can take actions to better your health. Only you can take actions to protect your life. Others can talk to you. Others can shake you by the neck and say you should. No, only you. Only you can decide that it's time to lose weight. Only you can decide that it's time to control your blood sugar or your drinking or your problem with prescription drugs or whatever it is. And this is not a Gamer's Health episode. We are ending 2020. If 2020 is not a fucking year, you should be looking at yourself and looking back at the year and saying, how the fuck can I unfuck this year? What can I do to improve my chances? We're gamers. We are fucking gamers. If you're listening to this podcast, all right, you are a fucking gamer. And you know what gamers do? We know odds. Right? We can do that fucking math in our head. Real quickly, what are the my chance to hit with this and that? We're doing that math to optimize our position in the encounter, right? In the campaign, in that combat. Now is the time to look at your life and realize it's time to optimize your life. Optimize your health. Mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, right? There's a lot of aspects to you. And I know, okay. Dude, I don't listen to this shit, man. It's supposed to be fucking about gaming. If I wanted the Gamer's Health, I'd tune in on Friday. Fuck you. There's only one you. There's only one you. And I'd like to keep you around. So I'm talking to you, okay? Take a minute after this podcast. Take a minute, look at yourself and say, what's one thing, not that you can improve upon, right? What's one thing that I can do to help myself? Because by helping yourself, guess what? You're helping the larger community. You're helping the people that love you and that you love. All right? On that note, use your common sense when it comes to COVID. Be safe. Be well. God bless each and every one of you. And knock on wood again. And by the way, I'm enjoying the smell of secondhand marijuana smoke coming through my window. Thank you, New York City and New York State, for the decriminalization of marijuana. I don't have a problem with it. I just don't need it being smoked out in the open where I need to suck it in and get no effect from it, but I really hate the fucking smell. Not even getting high from it, you know? So fuck you. Knock on wood, folks. Mike and I... That's Bad Mike, North Texas RPG Con. We'll be with you all tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, youtube.com/Eric Tenkar. Subscribe, join in. We got free shit for you. All right, folks. Laters.